This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Well, the weekend is just hours away and the forecast is calling for sun. So what should we do Saturday and Sunday? Monica Guzman is here with a few ideas. She's with the daily Seattle newsletter, The Evergrey, which has the tagline, "Live like you live here." Monica, hi.
Hi.
All right. So what should we do?
Well, because it is sunny, you have to be a good Seattleite and you have to go out there. You have got to get out there before the sun goes away. You've got to take advantage. It's already almost August. Oh, no. So one great thing that's happening this weekend is the Bite of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this huge annual festival where more than 60 restaurants and there's like 90 bands and it's just madness around food. There's a beer and cider tasting. There's lots and lots of people swarming Seattle Center for this.
All right. So thousands of people down at Seattle Center eating, drinking their way through a couple of days. So any tips on how to get the most out of that?
Well, if you play it right, it really can be a good deal. The beer and cider tasting is $25, you know, not so bad. And we are really, really good with our breweries here in Seattle, as a lot of folks probably know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're hungry, $36 gets you the Experience Bite package, and that's the beer and cider tasting plus 6 bites from different restaurants at the festival.
Let's say I'm getting tired of the big crowds. I just need a bit more breathing space. Is there anything that's a little bit off the beaten path?
There's something called the Soto Track Mural Project.
Hmm.
So down in Soto, there's a couple miles stretch of industrial buildings that since 2016, 62 artists have been working to transform by painting these wonderful murals. I mean, some of them are very expressive. Some of them are more about sort of Seattle's culture. They're actually still working on them. And I think they're working on them through July 25th.
Mm-hmm.
But this weekend, there's a Soto Track tour.
Huh.
So there's a walking tour of the Soto Track. There's also food and drinks, sort of vendors coming by just to keep you refreshed. And there's also a print show with the artists. So that's pretty great. You get to enjoy something that, frankly, our city is doing more of. This is anecdotal, but to my eye, at least, the murals have really popped up kind of out of nowhere just in the last few years.
Yeah, like that big Shepherd Ferry mural that just got revealed downtown
within
the last week or so.
It's a wonderful form of public art that feels like it's just getting kind of rediscovered. It's having a bit of a renaissance, and this is a really wonderful way to explore it. And by the way, if you can't make it to the tour, you can always just hop the light rail. You'll see it from the window.
Okay, what else can I try this weekend?
Well, if you're, you know, not so much into the daytime stuff, you want to kind of chill in the evening, and you want to get really nostalgic, I think you should go to the Jurassic Park screening from Seattle Outdoor Cinema in South Lake Union.
Jurassic Park, 25 years. Going strong.
25 years. Can I just say, so when I was growing up in the 90s, basically, and even into the 2000s, I realized I was doing this. I was splitting my life from things that happened before Jurassic Park and things that happened after. I'm not kidding. Like, summer of 1993, cinema changed forever.
A new kind of Jurassic period for
exactly.
Monica Guzman.
So this movie is like, I mean, it's just so classic and so quintessential. So see Jeff Goldblum outdoors, surrounded by friends. And it's paired with, I believe, a South Lake Union Saturday market. So you can get, you know, grab some food, grab a beer, watch your movie.
So even though it's Jurassic Park, perhaps this go around, maybe not so great for the kids?
No, this one is 21 plus, unfortunately. So there you go. Can't bring the kiddos to Jurassic Park, but you know, it's scary anyway.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Such big teeth. Really, kids. You don't need to see it that large on the outdoor screen.
Right, right.
All right. So we've got Bite of Seattle, the mural tour in Soto, and Jurassic Park 25th anniversary outdoor screening. Monica, some great ideas for the weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This was fun.
Monica Guzman is the co-founder and editor of the daily newsletter, The Evergrey.